Well, news time, 5:16. Now the rest of the story, brought to you in part by Indiana Dairy Farmers. Look for the real seal in your dairy case for a real flavor.
Hello, Americans. I'm Paul Harvey. And Fort Wayne, Indiana, and thereabouts, thanks to 1190 WoWo, you know what the news is. In a minute, you're going to hear the rest of the story. For details, telephone toll-free, 1-800-962-2345. Now, the rest of the story. In the 1920s, television was unborn, movies were primitive, the world of entertainment in a world was vaudeville. In Fort Wayne, Indiana, a Mr. Clyde Quimby built a grand new theater. He called it the M. Boyd Theater in honor of his mother, Emma Boyd Quimby. For 60 cents, you can enjoy a cavalcade of entertainment. Then one night, the master of ceremonies failed to show up, and a witty guy from one of the vaudeville acts was invited to fill in as MC, and he did so well, he was kept on permanently. Shows would come and go, but the MC stayed. That means he had a steady job in show business when almost nobody did. Well, years passed. The M. Boyd became a movie house. A new owner changed the name to the Embassy. Then television cut into the theater business. Then multi-screen theaters phased out the big houses, and the Embassy went dark. Dirty, neglected, cold, and dark. And eventually, bankrupt. The wrecking ball was on the way when a handful of home folks who remembered solicited money to buy the theater, and 1 week before demolition was to begin, they had raised the necessary dollars to buy the building. The Embassy Theater and its grand old Page organ were safe for now, but the building had a leaky roof and falling plaster and broken seats, and it was littered with 30-year-old popcorn crumbs. Volunteers began to clean up the place. Volunteers. They shoveled ashes and scrubbed soot and polished chandeliers. New light bulbs, new curtains, new upholstery, new carpet, and much, much paint. Today, the old Embassy is shining and proud and splendid as ever. The 60th anniversary of its original opening, the resurrected Embassy, will open again. And again, 60 cents will get you a seat for a grand cavalcade of entertainment. And if you can't get in, WOWO will broadcast the proceedings start to finish. P.S., the fledgling vaudeville comedian who filled in for the missing MC 60 years ago and was a success, still is. Bob Hope. Now you know the rest of the story.
A reminder, when you hear Paul Harvey's rest of the story, you're listening to WOWO Radio 1190. Now stay tuned for a live report from the WOWO Weather Station.
You can be part of a one-of-a-kind 60th birthday party Sunday, May 15th at the Embassy Theater. Live on stage and on the air, it's the big broadcast of 1988. A fabulous tribute to the Embassy Theater on its 60th anniversary. An all-singing, all-smiling, all-new show. The grandeur of the Embassy. The excitement of real live radio. I'll be there with Dugan Fry and Bob Sievers and soul the sophisticated swing of the Dick Seeger Orchestra, the Grand Page Organ, the Touchstones, Chet Chambers and the Amazing Kurzweil, Pastiche, Impressionist Brian Matney, Fort Wayne's very own Renaissance Radio Theater, and starring as our studio audience, you. Tickets to the big broadcast are on sale now at the Embassy box office at the 1928 opening night price of just 60 cents. Just a penny a year to help celebrate 60 years of the Embassy. Show at 7, live broadcast on WOWO at 7:30. A milestone evening of music and comedy, Sunday, May 15th. The big broadcast of 1988, a Renaissance Radio production brought to you by WOWO Radio and the Embassy Theater. See you there.
Stay tuned for Roger Rail and Howard Cosell Sports.